No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. Have you ever seen a Christian that was their favorite verse? I have. I've seen people that have quoted that scripture in 1 Corinthians 2:9. I mean, I remember a pastor's wife one time, and every time I saw her, when I'd start telling her about something wonderful or miraculous about God, she'd quote 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard these things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And I said, finally, one day after she said this to me, probably 8 or 10 times, I said, ma'am, do you have any idea what verse 10 says? She says, no. I said, that's what I thought. I said, you know, I hate to say this to you, but I said, you're spiritually dead. She said, what do you mean? I said, if you were spiritually alive, the Lord would have revealed these things to you. So you keep telling me that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But I said, verse 10 clearly says, but we know these things because God has revealed them to us. Do we know the spiritual things that God has prepared for those that love Him? Yes. How do we know them? He reveals them to us by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit that lives in us tells us the things that are going to happen. He reveals to us the things He has prepared for us in eternity. One day I was speaking to Christ for the Nations over here in Dallas, and there was a young girl that was sitting out there, and a lot of young people go to Christ for the Nations. Of course, some older ones too, but a lot of young ones. And I was making a statement. I said, you know, the day is coming, and I don't believe it's too far off, when we're going to really get to reign and rule with Christ in the new heaven and the new earth. I said, now then, I can only imagine that when we get into the new era with the new earth and everything, one day when I am like Him, just like Him, in the same kind of body He's got, I'm His son, and one day he says, Thurman, I need to see you in Jerusalem. And bam, instantly I'm translated over to Jerusalem, standing in the presence of the king, say, yes, master, what can I do for you today, Lord? And he said, well, the earth is getting a little crowded, Thurman. He said, I want you to take a few people, and I want you to go out to XYZ galaxy, and I want you to start an entirely new galaxy out there. In fact, the galaxies are getting a little, you know, crowded, so right off over yonder in the north where we got plenty of room, why don't you speak me a couple of new worlds into existence? It's your turn. And this girl, she just jumped up right in the middle of everything and threw her hand straight up and she said, sir, can I come up there and you pray for me right now? I said, well, I guess so. I said, what do you want to be praying for? She said, I have never heard anybody that even thinks like you do. Now, where do you think I got this revelation? Who do you think gave me these ideas? God did. Because I serve Him and love Him, He is revealing to me the things that He's going to use us for in eternity. Well, stop thinking like a man or a woman on earth. I mean, this is only a temporary place for us, right? This is temporary. And He says clearly, we're going to reign and rule with Him forever. You know what it means to reign and rule? To be in charge, right under our King. To work for Him directly. And doesn't that make life fun? Can you only imagine what we're going to get to do? Somebody, I can't even go there. Well, then get in the Word. Begin to read it and study it and pray over it and meditate it over. And Lord, You promised to give me these revelations. Lord, I ask You to reveal these things to me by Your Spirit. Show me what we're going to do as I read and study the Word. And guess what He'll do? He will reveal them to you. He's not going to hide them from you. You're His son or you're His daughter. You're His child. And if you seek Him diligently, He will reveal these things to you. And, I mean, wow, that's a long ways ahead of trying to get somebody healed. You know that? being able to think that I'm going to reign and rule with God. I'm going to have a perfect body just like His. It's going to have no realms of time, distance, or speed. I won't never be sick again. Never. I don't plan to be sick anyway, but I'm not going to have any more pain, no more death, nothing. This flesh and bone body that He's going to make, that I'm going to reign and rule with Him, it'll never be able to be killed, never be able to die. It'll never have another pain. Can you imagine that? That's available to us, isn't it? Yes, it is. Praise God. It's available. It's going to happen. It's not going to be too far in the future. Verse 11 and 12. No one can know what anyone else is really thinking except that person alone. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us His Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given to us. Now, how do we get this revelation or this information? From who do we get it? From the Word, from God. God's Spirit, which lives in us, if you really begin to diligently seek the King, I mean get on your face and diligently seek God, He will begin to reveal Himself to you in a mighty way. Now, I remember one time after Cheryl and I, we hadn't been married very long at all, and we went up north, and I prayed for a young boy that had MD, MS, or whatever it was, MD, and the boy wanted to be healed. I wanted to get him healed, but he didn't get healed. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed over that boy, and he tried to walk and everything, but he never could. So on the way home, Cheryl said, "Honey, I saw tears in your eyes when you was praying for that boy." I said, "Yes, I wanted that boy. I wanted God to heal that boy. Oh, I wanted Him to heal that boy." And I said, "That boy wanted to be healed." I said, "He received the mighty promises of God." She said, "Well, why wasn't he healed?" I said, "It was my fault." "What do you mean, your fault?" I said, "Jesus said in His Word that if I totally obey Him, I can ask Him for anything and He'll do it." I said, "Right now on the stairway from down here to up here where He's at, I'm somewhere up this ladder. I don't know where, but I'm not on the ground, but I ain't up here. Because if I was up here, when I took that verse and asked Him to heal that boy would have jumped out of that wheelchair and started running around all over the place." But I said, "He didn't." She said, "How do we get there?" I said, "We pray and fast." I said, "The Word of God says the unbelief goes away by praying and fasting." She said, "Well, how long do we have to fast?" I said, "Well, the example Jesus left us in the Word was 40 days. The first thing happened when He came into His ministry, the very first thing He did, He went into the wilderness, led of the Spirit, and He fasted and prayed 40 days and nights." She said, "Let's do it." I said, "Have you ever been on a fast?" "No." I said, "And so you're going to go on a 40-day fast the first time?" She said, "If that's what it takes, I'm willing to pay the price." I thought, what a woman. That's the kind of woman I was looking for. A woman that was that spiritual. That's why after my first wife died, she couldn't go with me on these powerful things when I got out into the faith world. She just couldn't go there with me. She was a great woman. She loved God, went to church with me, but in the spiritual thing, she just couldn't get there. And so after she died, I told the Lord, "Lord, I don't want another wife because I don't want something that's going to pull back on me. I want to go forward." I said, "Lord, if there is a woman out there and you have her plan for me, you know what she's going to have to be. She's going to have to be a spiritual woman that if I reach over and hit her in the side at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, 'The Lord just told me to pray for Susie,' I said, 'Fall off and pray.' She's got to be willing to say yes and fall off the side of the bed and start praying at 2 o'clock in the morning. No grumbling and no complaining." Well, there ain't many of them out there. And so that's why I wasn't looking for one. But God knew He had prepared this one. And she met all of the criteria. And now she goes with me everywhere. I don't care if I'm standing up here for 10 hours, you'll see her standing by my side. She don't ever leave me. I don't matter how long I stay, how many people I deal with, how many hours I deal with people. This woman stays with me. But she wanted to go there. She wanted to go there and see the power of God. So we come back and ask the Lord to help us, to take away our hunger pain, and we started on a 40-day fast. Well, we did one thing wrong. We didn't stop working. You know, we kept working. So for nearly 3 weeks, 18 and a half days, we had been on this fast. We worked still, both of us were working 12 and 14 hours a day, you know, trying to run this ministry. And that 18th day, when we got up that morning, Cheryl got up, she said, well, we got to go out of town in 3 days. I've got to wash some clothes. So she gets up and staggers over here and she gets some stuff and takes it over here and lays it on the dishwasher and falls on the couch. On the clothes washer and falls on the couch. I said, honey, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Well, she get up and she get another one and move it over here and come back and fall down for 5 or 10 minutes. I said, are you sure you're okay? Yeah, I'm okay. So I said, well, I got to go out to the ministry center for a while. So I drove out here, and when I got out here and stopped the car and opened the door and she got out and stood up, I stood up, and all of a sudden for about 30 seconds, the whole world went black. I said, I'm sitting there with my eyes wide open, can't see a thing. I said, Lord, I'm sure glad this didn't happen driving down the road at 60 miles an hour. I said, Lord. And so anyway, I dealt with the people I was dealing with, and when I got through with them, I started back home. And on the way home, I said, Lord, what am I going to do with my wife? I said, Lord, she's getting so weak already, and in 3 days we got to go to Baltimore or wherever it was. I said, Lord, what am I going to do with her? And he said, son, you're trying to exceed what I told Jesus to do. And I told you that no one can be greater than his master. And Luke 6:40, that's what he said. I knew that scripture well. He said, you cannot be greater than your master. He said, you're trying to work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're trying to pray and fast so you can get a special anointing. But said, I'm telling you, I'm not going to let you do this. He said, today your fast is ended. I said, oh, okay, Lord. Okay. 18 and a half days. I said, okay. So I go home. I tell Cheryl, I said, honey, the fast is over. No, I ain't stopping. Now, you talk about a little rebellious little girl here. Boy, she ain't quitting. I said, but the Lord, you said we go 40 days, we'll get this anointing. He said, we're not stopping. I said, wow, what a woman. I said, okay, God, we ain't stopping right now, so I don't know how I'm going to break this to her. So finally that night, 12 o'clock, whatever, we go to bed, and I'm laying there, and I'm not hearing a thing. You know, I hear her breathing over there a little bit, but that's all. But I don't hear, no deep breathing like she's sleeping. No. And I'm just laying there totally quiet, praying and talking to the Lord. And finally, I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, I can't stand it, Lord.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Holy Spirit Shows Us God's Deep Secrets, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.